All my successes simply moved the goalpost back farther, and happiness continued to elude me. Then suddenly, this notion of being a mummy seemed transcendent and more important than any accomplishments. 3 years later, after I had my feminist-inspired tubal ligation reversed and married Lou Bishop, Derek was born. Something intense, unique, special, serious, and overwhelming naturally occurs between a mother and a child that becomes the focal point of the mother's life. She has created new life in her body, a life totally dependent upon her goodwill and good sense. But bad ideas die hard. I made sure at the time that Lou knew that for every feeding or diaper change I did, he had to do one and so forth. Once Derek was born, and he was not an easy baby, I cherished and selfishly protected all those special moments. I loved changing diapers and breastfeeding him. The sense of joy from watching him giggle as I wiped his bottom is frankly indescribable, as was the sense of significance I felt watching him take nourishment from my own body. I soon gave up the 50-50 nonsense, and we settled into doing as a team whatever needed to be done. I was home full-time while Lou earned a living to take care of us. I had been a local radio talk show host prior to Derek's birth, and frankly, I absolutely missed my radio work with a profoundly painful passion. I saw no way, however, to work and take care of Derek all by myself. When Derek was more than 3 years old, a very small